Up first, the top-ranked Lady Stars look for their 15th straight win before battling Seward and Pierce later in the week. In tonight's boys' game, Donovan Trumbull will battle their third straight top-10 opponent and look for their fifth straight win. It's the Cardinals and Stars coming up next, but first at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter live from Cope Gymnasium right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum here on the campus of Kearney Catholic High School for what promises to be an interesting evening of basketball, as we've got the Kearney Catholic Stars playing host to Donovan Trumbull Cardinals in a girl-boy doubleheader. And three of the four teams that come into action tonight are rated in the top 10 in their respective classes. The Kearney Catholic girls in the Omaha paper are rated number one. The Kearney Catholic boys are rated number two, according to Omaha, and on the boys' side, also for Donovan Trumbull, the Cardinals come in Class C2, right off of their very impressive win against Adams Central. They are rated number nine in the state in Class C2. I think they're vastly underrated in C2 after picking up a quality win against the team that's rated number four in the classification higher than them. And I don't understand why they're not rated a little bit higher, but in any event, they are rated number nine in the state. And so we anticipate some great basketball here tonight. The girls' game, on paper, probably would be a little bit of a mismatch as the Kearney Catholic girls come in with a perfect record. They're 14-0. They'll be taking on Donovan Trumbull, who's 2-11 on the season. So on paper, anyway, you would say that probably is a bit of a mismatch in that one. But on the boys' side, it is going to be, we think, a very, very good matchup here between Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. And glad you could join us here on the ESPN Superstation for coverage of high school basketball. Don't forget all of our games streaming live on our network of stations. All of them can be found at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So we're going to step away for just a little bit. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups between the Cardinals and the Stars here in girls basketball. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the starters for both the Stars and the Cardinals right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to eight tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Donovan Trumbull. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 2-11 on the girls' basketball season. And their starting lineup looks like this. Emma Groshon is a 5'5 sophomore. She'll start with Jordan Drummond. She's 5'3 and a junior. Lauren Heinrichs, 5'10 and just a freshman. Kenzie Clocky is a 5'10 senior. And she'll start with Kaylee Glover, who's 5'11 and a junior, for head coach Mark Davis. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 2-11. They had a tough loss against St. Paul in overtime. And so they've been in some tight ball games that they couldn't quite get over the hump in, and they are 2-11 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, their starters look like this. Michaela Messel is 5'6 and a senior. Allie Prosowski, 5'5 sophomore. Theron Baum, 6'1 and a senior. Bailey Sokolowski, also 6'1 and a senior. And Megan Anderson, a 6-foot-tall senior, for head coach Rick Petrie. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. The better bank in Kearney. And again, this is a start of a very busy week for the Kearney Catholic girls basketball team, as they've got a couple of girls-only games that we'll be following for you on our network of stations. After they have their game here tonight against Donovan Trumbull, they'll travel to Seward on Thursday, and we'll have that game for you right back here on ESPN. And then on Friday, Pierce will be in town to take on the Stars. So a busy night against some rated teams, a busy week against some rated teams. And so Kearney Catholic's girls are going to really have their hands full coming up down the stretch. We're going to take another timeout when we come back to tip between the Stars and the Cardinals right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as the starting lineups are being introduced, as the Cardinals, the first to be introduced as the visiting team. And, of course, they'll be in their road red uniforms, a little bit of white piping on the sides, white numbers, letters, and trim. For Kearney Catholic, they'll be in their home white uniforms with the primary green colors on the side, with green letters, with a little bit of gold trim on both the letters and the numbers as the starting lineups are being introduced here. And again, my apologies, I misspoke when I said that they were rated number one in the state. That is, the Kearney Catholic girls are rated number one in the state in the Lincoln paper. They are number three in the Omaha paper, and I mentioned they were number one in Omaha. They're number three in the Omaha paper at 13-0. Pierce, who's coming into town on Friday, is number four in the state. And as we mentioned, you know, Kearney Catholic will be on in girls basketball the rest of the week. We're going to be following them as they'll be hosting Pierce on the 18th, which is on Friday night, and Thursday night we'll also have their game right back here on ESPN. Thursday night, Kearney Catholic at Seward, and again, that game will be right here on ESPN. We're just about ready to toss the ball in the air as both teams have been introduced. We're at the center circle. Sokolowski jumping against Glover here, and the opening tip is going to be controlled by Kearney Catholic. So they have their first possession of the game. Quickly, they work it up court, and Theron Baum has the first 2 points of the ball game. They have that set inbounds play, that play off the opening tip, and they're able to kick it up ahead and get an early 2-0 start here, and they put a little pressure on the basketball. Grumman pass through the lane. It's going to be through the hands of the intended receiver, and it's going to be a turnover. And then a long outlet pass to Prosaski, and Prosaski is fouled on the push. And so the first foul of the ball game goes against Emma Groshans, and that'll be her first personal foul. So Stars in the early stages. We played 20 seconds, already up 2-0. They kick it in the corner for Theron Baum. Baum facing a little bit of zone. She'll kick it on the right side for Prosaski. Prosaski works it back around. Here is a WNBA three from Mestel. It is no good, and a long rebound taken out there by Groshans. Groshans lets traffic clear, brings in the offensive zone. She's going to step up to the elbow jumper. It's an air ball, but an offensive rebound in underneath by Glover. Glover's shot won't fall, and it's rebounded by Theron Baum. Good opportunity there for Donovan Trumbull. And in the lane, a little jump stop here. Runner in the lane, jumper good for Allie Prosaski. And Prosaski just kind of almost a secondary break there, just found a little open area, dribbled into the lane, and that jump stop got herself open, and she hit the jumper. Grumman facing some double team, gets it off left side for Groshon. She brings it across the timeline, trapped right in the corner. Ball is knocked loose. Prosowski comes up with it, and Prosowski tries to pass it up court. It's deflected, and it's going to be stolen away here by Groshon. So Donovan Trumbull gets the ball back, and they'll give it off on the right wing here for Grumman. Grumman's pass on that left side is stolen away by Theron Baum. Baum gets it up ahead to Mestel, and Mestel's going to shoot it off glass. It's no good, and Theron Baum is injured. She is shaking that left hand after the pass. A steal here by Mestel. Mestel gives it to Prosowski. Prosowski's going to drive. Good defense in underneath by Heinrichs. That shot won't fall. Offensive rebound in underneath by Sokolowski, and it's going to go out of bounds. And Theron Baum still shaking that hand out a little bit. Not sure what the ailment is there. On the inbound, Sokolowski, she's going to fire a three, and she hits the three. So Bailey Sokolowski strokes in the three, and Carnot Catholic starts this game on a 7-0 run. We got 6:05 to go here in quarter number one. Grumman passes off on the right side in the offensive zone. There's Heinrichs, and Heinrichs in a bad position. She was right in the corner, double team there. So timeout here for Mark Davis as the Cardinals call the timeout here with 5:58 to go in quarter number one. They call a timeout. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Come in for our monthly special on Smart Strand DuPont Serona or one of our hard surface products that are at sale prices. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
And welcome back here. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at the concession stand right here at Kearney Catholic as well. 5:58 to go here in the first quarter. Theron Baum, I don't know if she actually got any help on that. She sprained it, injured her hand, but she's back out there and seems to be a lot more comfortable now. And the Cardinals forced to call that timeout. Trailing here 7-0 in the early stages as they dribbled right into a trap, and on the inbounds it's going to be knocked away by Sokolowski and out of bounds. So the Cardinals will inbound it again, and Brumman looking, bounce pass on the right wing. There's Groshans now will take it to the baseline. Nice little ball fake. Got herself open momentarily, but too far away to shoot. She'll kick left wing. There's Glover. Her jumper no good. And pulling down the rebound is a hustling Brumman. Brumman's going to drive. Shot no good. Offensive rebound by Heinrichs. And that's another miss. Pulled down by Anderson. Donovan Trumbull getting some looks, but not getting the shots to fall. Prosowski enters it in the lane for Mestel. Mestel, the little runner, hangs on the rim, and then it's off the mark. And over the back on the rebound is going to be Megan Anderson. That will be her first foul. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it's Elwood leading Overton 19-10 at the end of one quarter of play in girls basketball. Don't forget, tonight we also have coverage of St. Cecilia and Lexington. That game is on KHAS. On the right wing, here's Groshans. Groshans will give it off on that right side for Brumman. Brumman kicks it off on the left wing here for Hannah Bosch, who checked in. And Bosch's pass stolen away by Mestel. Mestel's going to drive all the way in, lays in and out. No good. Rebounded by Theron Baum, and then Baum is fouled. So Theron Baum got the rebound and then hit on the arm by Bosch after the turnover. And unofficially, that's Donovan Trumbull with five turnovers here in the ballgame. And again, don't forget that these games are streaming live. You can either listen at ESPNSuperStation.com, or you can log on to all of our myriad of games that we have at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The free throw by Theron Baum was up and good. She's got one more coming, and she strokes that one in as well. So Baum now with 4 points in the game, and it's 9-0 Kearney Catholic, 5-0. Excuse me, 5:09 to go here in the first quarter. Groshans, with a little bit of pressure, gives it back to Brumman. Brumman will kick on the right side here for Bosch. Bosch will bring it across the timeline, and she'll give it here for Brumman. Brumman standing right near the tip-off circle, and she'll get it off here for Brumman. Kicks it off on the left side. Now she gets it back. It bounces a couple times on that bounce pass. Gives her now right side for Bosch. Bosch now, nice entry pass inside. Shot no good by Clocky, and it's going to be rebounded again by Prosowski. Again, Dawson Trumbull got some looks. They're just not hitting the shots right now. Left wing, there's Mestel. Mestel enters it inside for Anderson. Anderson shoots off glass. No good. Therenbaum rebounded. Therenbaum now will go to the line again for two free throws as she was hit on the arm. So a couple of shots coming up here by Therenbaum, and three fouls have been whistled on Donovan Trumbull in the early stages, only one against Kearney Catholic. The Cardinals will send a couple of players back into the game here. As coming in here is Ashton Mazur, and also back in the game is Lauren Heinrichs, one of the starters. Free throw here by Baum is up, and it is no good. And it's rebounded down there by Glover. Glover, long pass up ahead. That's Heinrichs, and Heinrichs going hard to the rack, and she is fouled. She ran the floor nicely, got that long outlet pass, and hit on the arm by Megan Anderson, and that's going to be Anderson's second foul. So she picks up two here in the early stages. A couple of free throws by Heinrichs, then the first one is back of the iron and no good. First trip to the line here for Donovan Trumbull, and their shooting percentage from the free throw line is the same as from the field. They've had some pretty good looks, but maybe it pulled the trigger a little bit too quickly from the field and we're off the mark. Second free throw by Heinrichs, and again, in and out, no good. Baum pulls down the rebound, and she'll give it up ahead here to Mestel. Mestel on the bounce, gives off right side. There's Prosowski firing a three, a little bit short, and rebounded by the Cardinals. With the basketball is Groshans, and then we're going to have a little push. Whistled on Therenbaum. Baum tried to get the basketball back. She didn't get the rebound because Groshans had better rebounding position, so smart to Baum not to go over the back to commit the foul, but then trying to get after the basketball. She was hitting Groshans on the arm. So the Cardinals inbound. They give it to Glover. Glover double team. Bounce pass up ahead here for Brumman. Brumman kicks on the right side. There's Groshans. Groshans double team, takes it down the baseline, has the ball knocked out of her hands and stolen away. Nestle comes up with a loose ball that was forced by Baum, and they'll pass it up ahead, and quick foul as Shayla Connor running the floor, got the outlet pass, and she was hit on the arm, so she's going to shoot too. Again, this game being played at the pace that Kearney Catholic wants to set here, and that is to play an up-tempo, multiple, more possessions kind of game where they force the turnover and then run the floor. And the free throw by Connor is good. She makes it 11-0 with 3:47 to go here in quarter number one. So the Stars start this game on an 11-0 run. Second free throw was up and good, and now it's 12-0. Brumman's got it. She'll kick right side for Groshans. And again, Kearney Catholic going that full court trap here. They give it for Heinrichs. Heinrichs gives it back out for Brumman. Brumman brings it up, and she steps through a double team. Nice job by Brumman. She'll kick on the left side by Glover. Baseline jumper no good. Gets her own offensive rebound. That one won't fall. Another offensive rebound, this time by Mazur. And Mazur has it deflected off of, I think it's Sokolowski, and out of bounds. In any event, it will be Cardinal basketball underneath their own basket here. Still looking for their first points of the ball game. They get it in for Heinrichs, and off the inbounds play, it's off the mark, and Bailey Sokolowski pulls it down, gives it out to Mestel. 3:19 to go, quarter number one, 12-0 Stars. Left wing with it is Whitney Colling, working back around the perimeter. They give it for Baum. Baum enters it inside for Shayla Connor. That shot's no good, and rebounded by Glover. And they'll work it up on that right side. Pass now by Brumman. Brumman kicks it off. Here's Groshans for three, and she hits the three. Emma Groshans, first points of the night for Donovan Trumbull, come from behind the arc, and that now makes it 12-3. Right wing with the basketball, Therenbaum. Baum's going to kick it back out for Sokolowski. Around the perimeter, they enter it inside for Baum, who kicks out for Whitney Colling. Colling, that's a three, no good. Rebound bouncing around, and coming up with it is the Cardinals. And again, I think that's Mazur. Yes, it was. Mazur comes up with the rebound. And now the long outlet pass for Glover. And Glover walked with it. A little bit of pressure by Therenbaum. And again, Kearney Catholic seemed to be a little bit behind every pass there. But a walk at the end of that takes a layup off the board here for Donovan Trumbull. So they finally got the ball back after the nice passing by Donovan Trumbull to run the floor. And that would have given them a little bit of momentum. In any event, the Stars still with a 9-point lead. They give it between the circles here for Morgan Studi, who checked in. Studi on the bounce. Picked up their man-to-man there by Brumman. Gives the top of the circle. Here's Sokolowski for three, and she hits a three. Bailey Sokolowski's second three-pointer of the night. And that'll push that lead right back out to 12 here. Largest lead of the game for the Stars, 15-3. They have that 12-point lead. With the dribble, this Brumman. Brumman kicks up ahead here between the circles. That's Mazur. Mazur gives it back on the right wing here for Brumman. Brumman, top of the circle, pass deflected into the hands of Sokolowski. Another turnover forced by that Kearney Catholic defense. Pass up ahead on the baseline. That's Studi. She's going to kick it out for Sokolowski. And Sokolowski is going to be charged with a charge. Good defensive possession there by Groshans. Groshans hit the deck after the penetration there by Sokolowski. And Sokolowski, that'll be her first personal foul, as it's a player control foul. Brumman inbounds the basketball to Groshans. Back to Brumman. Brumman facing that double team, gives it to Heinrichs, and across the timeline with the pass, they finally get the ball over to Brumman. Brumman on that left wing, being harassed. They try to enter it inside for Glover, and Glover's entry pass, the pass back out, is off the mark, and that'll be the ninth Donovan Trumbull turnover. They shot a little cold early on, and now they've turned the ball over nine times compared to Kearney Catholic's two, and that's one reason why they are down by a dozen. Minute 24 to go in the first quarter. It's 15-3, Kearney Catholic over Donovan Trumbull. And Prosowski will bring it up ahead. She checked in a moment ago, kicks left side for Shayla Connor. Now between the circles, they get it off of Whitney Colling. Back to Connor. Connor, nice bounce pass to Studi. Studi on the baseline is going to kick it out to Prosowski. Now left wing, that's Colling. Colling dribbles up to the elbow, a little floater up and good for Whitney Colling. Her first 2 points of the night. And the Stars now lead by 14. Brumman facing some pressure. Pass deflected. Another turnover. With it is Connor. Connor's going to drive, and Connor is fouled on the way to the basket before she can put up the shot. She ran into Jordan Brumman. And that'll be a block on her. Anna Bosch going to check in here for Donovan Trumbull. And for Kearney Catholic, the freshman Maddie Squires will come in with 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Stars will inbound underneath their own basket, and they get it in for Squires at the elbow. Her jumper's a little bit short, might have been blocked by Groshans, and they tie up the rebound. Possession arrow pointing to the Cardinals. So Donovan Trumbull has a chance to will away at the lead here a little bit. It's 17-3 Stars. And they'll get the ball in the hands of Bosch. Bosch snaps it up ahead here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs across the timeline. They get it to Mazur. Mazur left wing for Groshans. Groshans drives all the way down off the back of the on the baseline. And that's pretty good body control by Emma Groshans as she hits the shot. She drove in, shot that one off the glass on the left wing. Squires now will give it to Prosowski, top of the key. 20 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. 17-5. Kearney Catholic with the lead and the basketball. They kick it out. Here's a three-pointer. No good for Prosowski. And the rebound taken out of there by Heinrichs. Heinrichs snags the rebound. 6 seconds left. Across the timeline, Groshans. She's double-teamed, and she just double-dribbled with it with 1 second to go on the clock. So Mark Davis basically giving instructions to his team to not commit to foul here. Bounce pass, and Prosowski is going to be able to shoot from half court, and she hits the back of the iron. Not a bad look, as she not able to get that prayer answered from midcourt. So one quarter's in the books, and the Stars lead the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals by a score of 17-5 after one quarter. We're back right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, Kearney Catholic with a 17-5 lead as we start the second quarter, and they'll have possession of the basketball first. Kearney Catholic goes with their starters out there and double-checking everything here for Dolphin Trumbull, and they've got their starters out there as well. That's Groshans, Brumman, Heinrichs, Clocky, and Glover. Entry pass inside for Therrenbaum. Finds a little cutter and pass from post to post. Sets up Megan Anderson for her first 2 points of the night. They got the ball down low. Then Megan Anderson got the ball at the free throw line, took about one dribble, and hit a nice little about 8 foot shot. Entry pass upside, and the shot is going to be blocked by Megan Anderson. Cardinals maintain possession here, though. They work it back around the perimeter, and with it on the left wing here is Brumman. Brumman works it off on the right side. With it is Clocky. Clocky will get it on the baseline here, at the free throw line by Glover, and then it's going to be stolen away by Mestel. Mestel passes it out, and that's going to go out of bounds. No, it's saved by a hustling Ali Prasoski. Now they'll kick into the corner. Therrenbaum makes the catch. Mestel works it inside Anderson, back out to Prasoski, who will fire a three, and it looked good, but it was a little bit short, and Heinrichs pulls down the rebound. So Donovan Trumbull holds here defensively. And so in the offensive zone, Heinrichs has it. They get it to the free throw line for Glover. Glover passed down low, and it's almost stolen away. Therrenbaum had it for a moment, but ran out of a little bit of room, as the pass was intended for Kenzie Clocky, and it is a ball that's out of bounds. So Cardinals will maintain the possession here. Heinrichs on the inbounds will try a three. It's no good. Sokolowski pulls down the rebound. And running the floor, Megan Anderson is going to be fouled. They pass it up to her, and she dribbled about 10 feet with it and tried that left-handed shot. It's no good, but she's going to head to the line. Again, Stars running the floor very, very quickly. Elwood leading Overton in girls basketball 31-25. Anderson at the free throw line. Again, that game is on our sister station. Classic gets 98-9. Anderson's free throw is no good after the foul was whistled on Brumman, and that is the third foul on Jordan Brumman. So she's got to come out of the ball game here with 6:34 to go in the second quarter. She's got some foul trouble. Second free throw by Anderson, no good. Snagging the rebound there is Kaylee Glover. Got her for 5 rebounds already. And up ahead, it will be Bosch across the timeline. She gives it to Groshans. Left wing, Stars again looking to trap here out of their zone defense. And the ball is loose, stolen away by Mestel. Mestel brings it up across the timeline and trying to connect with Therrenbaum. Led Baum a little bit too much, and Kearney Catholic turns the ball right back over. So a 14-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Their largest of the game with 6:06 to go here in the second quarter. Glover left wing for Groshans. Groshans enters it in for Heinrichs. Heinrichs, they collapse on her. Nice little ball fake out. Drove. Still had her drive, and then she's hit on the arm. That was a good decision by Lauren Heinrichs, and that's going to get her a couple more free throw attempts. She hopes to reap a little bit more benefits this trip to the line than she had last one because she went over 2 here. She collects the third personal foul on Megan Anderson. And so a couple of free throw attempts coming up here, and the shot's no good. Checking in for the Stars is Shayla Connor, and Anderson with that third personal foul will come out. So Anderson had some serious foul trouble here in the early stages. And a little bit of foul trouble also for Donovan Trumbull. Heinrichs' second free throw is good, her first point of the night. And it's now 19-6. Kearney Catholic with a 13-point lead in the basketball. They give it to Sokolowski near the top of the key. In the lane, they give it for Therrenbaum. Baum's going to kick it back out. Here's Connor for 3. It's no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Prasoski. Prasoski will work it back around the perimeter, and they give it to Therrenbaum. Baum had a little trouble handling it, and that'll be the fourth turnover on Kearney Catholic as Therrenbaum is whistled for a double dribble. So 5.5 to go. And really, Kearney Catholic playing pretty flat here. Donovan Trumbull's effort has been good. They just haven't hit some shots. If they hit some shots, this could be a pretty interesting ball game right now. Pass in the lane. They get it to Glover. And Glover will float her up and good. Kaylee Glover got it right at the free throw line, gave herself a little bit of space, and was able to hit a shot from about 8 feet away. Left wing, Prosowski. Back between the circles here for Mestel. Right side for Sokolowski. Baum works in. Baum with that little scoop shot that she has. It's up and in, and she's got 7 points in the game. So 21-8, Kearney Catholic with a 13-point lead. They've led by as many as 14. And with it is Groshans, and she has it stolen away. Mestel with the steal, Mestel with the layup, and Mestel with 2 more points. Her first points of the day, actually. And a timeout here for Donovan Trumbull. 4:42 to go, second quarter. It's 23-8. Stars with the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the ball, and we come back after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. A 23-8 lead here for Kearney Catholic. This is their largest lead of the game. And a timeout here by Mark Davis and the Donovan Cardinal Trumbull Cardinals. And they'll work it up on the right side for Hannah Bosch. Bosch came in during that timeout. Pass on the left side off the fingertips of Heinrichs. And that'll be a turnover assist to Kaylee Glover with that long pass. Unofficially, Donovan Trumbull, 13 turnovers here in the ball game. Kearney Catholic has committed 4. So 4:25 to go here before halftime. And at halftime, we will talk with Donovan Trumbull head coach Steve Hartman about the boys' game. Pass around the perimeter. With it here is Shayla Connor. Connor gave it away. Now she cuts and will kick back out for Mestel. And Mestel hits a 3. Kayla Mestel, last 2 possessions, has accounted for 5 points here for Kearney Catholic. And again, the Stars with their largest lead of the night again. Pass deflected, intercepted by Prosowski, lays it up ahead for Mestel. Mestel's going to lay it up with that left hand, and she'll get 2 more points. She's got 7 points here in the quarter, the last 7 points here for the Stars. Right wing, Bosch. Bosch facing a double team, loses the basketball, tries to save it, and does, but into the hands of Mestel. Mestel gives it to Connor. Connor with a layup, no good, but Connor is fouled. So another Donovan Trumbull turnover forced by the trap of Kearney Catholic, a little zone trap that they do. And Connor now will go to the line and have 2 more free throws. She's 2 for 2 from the line. And Bosch, who did not start the game, has picked up her 3rd personal foul. And the free throw rolls around and is good for Shayla Connor. Checking back in here for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Jordan Brummond, and Alex Williams also checking in here for the Cardinals. Connor at the line trying to add to a 29-8 lead for Kearney Catholic. And the free throw is up and good. So Connor strokes in the free throws. And in a little bit of trouble here is Groshans. Groshans kicks it up ahead here for Brummond. Brummond looking. And she'll kick it top of the key. A long 2. Top of the key, no good here for Groshans. And a rebound by Glover, tipped out, and no good. Rebound then taken out there by Mestel. Mestel's got it for the Stars, and towing the 3 here is going to be Connor. It's off the mark. Rebound by Brummond. Donovan Trumbull trying to get across the timeline before they can put pressure on. Groshans enters it down low for Williams. Williams a little bit too short to shoot over top of Therenbaum, and the outlet pass is stolen away. Another turnover. Stars on the run. They get it out to Mestel, and Mestel with a tough layup, is able to get it in with that left hand. As running the floor was Brummond, but Kearney Catholic hits the shot, and their lead now is 24. Groshans gives it between the circle here for Brummond. And Brummond trying to work off of a screen, has it left side. Great pressure being put on by Connor. 5-second count going on, and just before the 5-second count, Glover is able to get the pass, and her long pass for Alex Williams is off the mark, and that'll be turnover number 17 as that one was thrown into the Kearney Catholic student section, who has not made a lot of noise here tonight. But the Stars still lead it 32-8, 2:20 to go here before halftime. Left wing, Therenbaum, she'll try a long deuce, no good. Offensive rebound by the Stars, that was Maddie Squires. Squires with the rebound, they kick it out, and here's a three up and good for Morgan Studi, her first 3 points of the night. Give credit to the freshman Squires, she made the rebound, and they just worked it around the perimeter very quickly, and Kearney Catholic found the open shooter, and that was Studi. Entry pass at the elbow, knocked down by the Stars, that's Calling. Calling now will give it off for Connor. As another Donovan Trumbull turnover, Squires gives it top of the circle, driving is Therenbaum. Baum on the right side now is going to kick it into the corner, back around. An open look here for Calling, but she decides not to shoot it. She'll give it for Baum. She'll shoot the three, and rebounded by Glover off the miss. Glover over for Brumman. Brumman brings it across the timeline, gets trapped in the corner, and they tied it up. Possession arrow pointing to Donovan Trumbull. So it won't be a turnover as the Cardinals will maintain the possession here. Heinrich's going to check back in here for Donovan Trumbull. And in for the Stars for the first time tonight is going to be Brooke Muesch. She's going to come in with a minute 26 to go here before halftime. To toss it in is going to be Brumman. And Brumman gets it for Heinrichs. Back to Heinrichs after she gave it back to Brumman. And they get it at the elbow, nearly tied up, but Glover is able to kick it back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs to Brumman. Brumman finds a little cutter as Brumman has it stolen away by Muesch. Muesch lost it momentarily, and finally they come up with the basketball. So Donovan Trumbull does turn the ball over, and here come the Stars. On the bounce here is going to be Whitney Calling. Calling kicks it off on the left side, and a little hesitation move there by Morgan Studi is going to be the fifth turnover on Kearney Catholic, as that start was a little bit off the mark a little, as she drug her foot before she started. So that'll be a travel. 35-8, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Final minute before halftime. Right side, Williams. Williams thought about shooting the three over the top of Muesch, and then it's stolen away by Squire. So Stars make the steal, and again, it's stolen right back by Jordan Brumman in the backcourt. So nice play there by Brumman as she stayed with it, forced the turnover. On the dribble still is Brumman. Brumman kicks it for Heinrichs. And on that left side, driving, shot no good for Glover. Glover gets her own rebound. Shot won't fall, and that's going to be rebounded by Muesch. 22 seconds to go. On the dribble here is Connor, late in the second quarter. Kick on the left side. Up high for the catch was Whitney Calling. Calling is now going to kick it off on the right side for Studi to Squires. Squires finds the cutter. That's Whitney Calling, and Calling tiptoes through there and is able to float it up and in. 4 seconds left. With the dribble is Brumman. Brumman from half court at the buzzer. It is no good. And Kearney Catholic will head to the locker room with a 37-8 lead here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and we'll talk about the boys' game with Donovan Trumbull head coach Steve Hartman. We'll talk with the coach right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Kind enough to join us here at halftime of the girls' game and the girls of Kearney Catholic, by the way, leading Donovan Trumbull 37-8 here at intermission, but we're going to talk about the boys' game with Donovan Trumbull head coach Steve Hartman. And Coach, first of all, I guess the first thing that kind of draws my attention is a nice win the other night against Adams Central.
Well, yeah, our kids, really battled through a physical grinder of a game. It was just a possession game, and there weren't, at 35-32, it wasn't a lot of turnovers. It was just it was having to hit tough shots and make shots, and we made just enough and made one last one, which really probably was, it was a bank shot from the top of the key. So it wasn't the way we would have planned it, but the way the game went, we'll take it any way we can get it.
Yeah, but you were probably due that one a little bit. I think you guys are like, 0 for 13 from behind the arc up at that point, and actually had some pretty good looks from what I understand.
Well, yeah, it was a, it was a game I felt like we were getting better shots than they were for the most part throughout the game, but the big thing was we weren't finishing plays in the interior of their defense. And second half, we were able to do that a little bit. Creighton Burr really stepped up big and was able to finish down around the rim for us a little, and then hit a big three on a set play with a couple minutes to go to give us a lead.
And when you look at your scores, a game played in the 30s is a bit of an anomaly for you guys. I mean, you guys want to play games in the 50s and 60s. You guys kind of want a little bit faster-paced game than that.
Absolutely. We do want to play a little up-tempo, and we played up-tempo all year. We just haven't shot the ball very well, and I keep waiting for the night when we're going to hit some wing shots and take off and score 65, 70 points. It hadn't happened, and very, very likely could happen tonight. You don't know, but I know it's going to be up-tempo tonight.
And, because both of you guys like to play the same style of ball, and that is pressure the ball, force the turnover, try to get that easy basket on the other end of the court.
That's absolutely right. One thing that we try to take the ball inside a little bit more. We kind of liken that to the running game in football. We feel like we have to get our post game going to get things opened up on the perimeter, and our kids have done a much better job of shot selection and getting the ball inside in the last three or four games.
And again, that's kind of your style and what you kind of want to do. Let's talk a little personnel. Who's really kind of stepped up for you guys? Who down the stretch when you kind of need that play to be made? Who's been night in and night out the one to make it for you?
Well, Jordan Slower is our junior point guard who's ran for 2,000 yards this fall in football and just a phenomenal, strong little athlete. And he's hit two game winners in the last three games, so I guess we'd probably look to him.
Yeah.
And I think he's hit four game winners in his career, and a lot of guys, will play their whole career and never get a hit a game winner, and he's done that four times, and he's just a junior. So, yeah, he's the kind of the kid we look for at the end of the ball game. And then again, I said Creighton Burr would be our next, offensive option. He's been a little bit inside and outside, going to be a college basketball player. He's 6'5", and can shoot the ball. He's got pretty good skills. But we've asked him to go inside and do some things in the paint a little bit more, and he's really responded.
And not a surprise that Slough would probably be in that mix. Not only, as you mentioned, is he a tremendous athlete, as point guard, he's pretty good at making some decisions, and sometimes that decision is, I'm open enough, I can make that shot.
Yeah. Well, we held the ball for the last shot the other night, we had a little set going where he was, his job was to try and get to the rim and find somebody a shot, and they just took that away. They completely got, 10 feet in the lane for the most part and chased Creighton off the arc and left Jordan open, and he said, I'll take that. So he knocked her down.
9-3, and you've actually had about six games that are pretty close, down the stretch, and I think that might give you guys an advantage tonight. Tight ball games. Kearney Catholic really hasn't been in too many. You guys have been battle tested.
Well, we'd sure like to hope we could get it to the fourth quarter and be in that position. Even our three losses, a couple of them looked like they may have been stretched out a little, but those were all one possession games in the last minute and a half, each one of those ball games. And we're learning under fire, and we've done some things better and in the last couple and been able to finish those.
Wrapping things up here with Steve Hartman, the head boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull. Let's talk a little bit about Kearney Catholic. What do you see in the Stars, and how do you try to battle what they do?
Well, I think, I coached girls basketball for a long time and butted heads with South Sioux City, and they remind me a little bit of the South Sioux City teams when they had that dynasty going. And they, They play fast and they pressure you on both ends of the floor. And fundamentally, they're just so sound. They do a lot of little things right that people don't ever notice because they're flying around and doing things so quickly. But they really are fundamentally sound. I really like the way they play. And it's kind of, we'd like to emulate that a little bit. We can't quite do that, but we don't have to with our size.
Is that really what you kind of see as the advantage you guys have? If you, again, you want to run the floor a little bit, but if you get into the half court game, the size advantage might be what tips the scales for you?
Well, we would hope that we have to take advantage of what we can in the post, and we have to be strong because we're a little taller, they're very strong and physical in the lane, and nothing will be easy, and we're going to have to finish some plays and make some free throws if we're going to have an opportunity to win tonight.
Well, Steve, I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Randy.
Good to see you. Steve Hartman, the head boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull, as we're at halftime of the girls' game, as the Kearney Catholic Stars lead it 37-8 at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers. We'll do that as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School as Donovan Trumbull trailing in girls basketball to the Stars by a score of 37-8 at intermission. For Donovan Trumbull, leading the way here in the first half was Emma Groschans. She's got 5 points at intermission. Kaylee Glover, she's got 2. And Lauren Heinrichs, 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 1 point here at the break. For Kearney Catholic, leading the way is Michaela Mestel. She has 9 points, all of those coming in the second quarter. Theron Baum, she's got 7 points at intermission, 4 points off the bench for Whitney Calling, 3 points off the bench for Morgan Studi. Megan Anderson's got 4. Bailey Sokolowski's stroked in a couple of threes. She's got 6 points. Allie Prasoski with 2. And Shayla Connor with 4 points also here at intermission. So once again, our halftime score, it's 37-8. Kearney Catholic with their largest lead of the game, leading Donovan Trumbull. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Donovan Trumbull with the basketball at the moment. Groschans has it top of the key as we're early on here in the third quarter. They'll kick it back out here for Brumman. Brumman on the baseline. Nice little bounce pass for Heinrichs. Heinrichs is going to kick it out, and then it's going to be stolen away by Megan Anderson. So that'll be the 21st turnover on Donovan Trumbull. With it is number 21, Allie Prasoski. She gives it for Theron Baum. Baum drives the lane on the baseline and dumps it back out, and it's going to be intercepted by Brumman. So that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover, their 7th of the game. Top of the circle, Heinrichs. Heinrichs looking, doesn't want to shoot over to top of Sokolowski. So now backing up with the basketball is going to be Jordan Brumman. And Brumman gives it off here. No, she keeps it herself. My apologies. And she'll kick it now out for Glover. Glover now for Groshans. And again, right now, Dolphin Trumbull having trouble seeing the basket. They're being covered so well. Now penetration here by Brumman on the left side. It's no good. Anderson pulls down the rebound off the miss. And here comes Mestel and the Stars. With the dribble here is going to be Baum. Baum enters it in, and it's going to be knocked loose. And Mestel tips it out, and it's going to be drained for a three-pointer by Bailey Sokolowski. And Sokolowski, top of the key three, makes it 40-8. Kearney Catholic now again with their largest lead of the game. Entry pass stolen away by Mestel. Mestel leading a two-on-one break. Is it for Prosowski? Prosowski layup, no good. Mestel tries to come up with a rebound. It's off of her hands. And Kenzie Clocky comes up with her first rebound of the night. They'll work it off here on the left side for Brumman. Brumman on the upside for Heinrichs. Heinrichs, again, doesn't want to shoot at the top of Sokolowski, so she'll give it top of the circle for Groshans. Groshans right wing here for Brumman. Brumman picked up by Prosowski. Now back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs off of a little screen gives it to Brumman. Brumman gave it away, now gets it back. 5:45 to go. Third quarter. Heinrichs has it, working against Sokolowski. Takes it to the baseline. Doesn't want to shoot on top of Sokolowski. Gives it right back out here for Brumman. Brumman had the ball knocked out of bounds by the quick hands of Prosowski. But now Brumman will inbound here for Donovan Trumbull. They're in the fourth quarter. Elwood and Overton. And Elwood leads 46-35 after three quarters of play on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Off the inbounds, Donovan Trumbull turns the basketball over. They walked with it, and that'll be their 23rd turnover of the ball game. They trail it now 40-8. Anderson works it inside for Therenbaum, then back out to Anderson, and Anderson will score. Just a great entry pass from Sokolowski to Baum, and then back out to Anderson on the bounce pass, and Megan Anderson hits the bucket. Now she'll try to finish a three-point play. That was just really pretty ball movement there by Kearney Catholic, as they push that lead out to 34. Back the iron, the free throw's no good, and saved by Mestel, tipped around and into the hands of Groshans. So Groshans is actually the one that'll come up with a rebound. She used up her dribble, gave it to Glover. Now Groshans will bring it across the timeline. She's picked up by Mestel, left wing. They get it off her for Clocky. Clocky doesn't want to shoot atop of Therenbaum, and they get it on the baseline. Quick little move there. Now bounce pass for Groshans, and Groshans is fouled. They gave it to Brumman. They collapsed on Brumman, and Brumman with a great bounce pass for Groshans. And then Groshans went hard to the basket, and now she's going to go to the line and shoot two as the foul was whistled on Megan Anderson, her fourth foul of the ball game. Free throw rolling around and no good for Groshans. Scored the first 5 points of the ball game here for Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull has scored only three field goals this entire game. Here the free throw is no good. High for the rebound is Mestel, and Mestel kicks it up ahead for Prosowski. Prosowski's going to drive, and she's going to go to the line. She ran into Heinrichs. I think the foul was going to be on Heinrichs. In any event, Prosowski found a little seam, just led everybody up court, and the foul on Heinrichs is going to be her second. So Prosowski to shoot two. And she takes her time at the line. And it is good. Barely even moved the net. Sokolowski comes out. Checking in for her was Whitney Calling. Don't forget, Kearney Catholic at Seward. Girls basketball. And that game will be on Thursday night right here on ESPN. Second free throw is up and good for Prosowski. She hits both free throws. And then on Friday night, we'll also have the Pierce-Kearney Catholic girls game for you. That will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So a couple of high-profile girls basketball games for you Thursday and Friday night on our network of stations. The shot was missed. No good. Rebounded by Therenbaum. Baum kicks it up ahead, and now the Stars in transition. They give it for Prosowski. At the elbow, they give it for Therenbaum. Baum's going to kick it out for Connor. Now out for Mestel. Mestel thought about three. Now she'll dribble to the right side. Her pull-up jumper, a good-looking shot, but it was short. And Heinrichs pulls down the rebound here for Donovan Trumbull. Not a bad look there from Michaela Mestel, but it was short. And Heinrichs now will get the ball to Brumman. Brumman brings it across the timeline. She dribbles on that left side. Good-looking shot there. Doesn't fall. And rebounded by Prososki. Prososki dribbles. I don't know what. Something's going on. She's smiling over there, and she'll kick right side for Mestel. Mestel will fire a three in transition. It rattles around, in and out, no good. Olivia Rash pulls down the rebound, and I think Kearney Catholic trying to get the ball back. Going to whistle for the foul, and that'll be on Whitney Colling. That'll be her first. Two fouls, whistle against Kearney Catholic, two against Donovan Trumbull here in the second half, and we got a timeout here for Donovan Trumbull. It's 44-8. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Donovan Trumbull. We'll be back right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And we're back here on Classic Hits, not Classic Hits. I'm on the other station. I'm on the FM on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Kearney, Hastings, and Donovan Trumbull. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. Don't forget all of our games streaming live at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can also listen to our games here on the ESPN Superstation by listening to ESPNSuperstation.com as we are streaming live around the world. The inbounds for Jordan Drummond after the timeout here for Donovan Trumbull. And they'll give it off on the right side here for Olivia Rash. Rash has it stolen away. Coming up with that basketball, Theron Baum. Baum will give it off here for Whitney Colling. Colling's going to drive. Colling takes it off glass. No good. Offensive rebound by Theron Baum. Baum shot won't fall. And coming up with that basketball is Rash. Rash has it stolen away. And now Prososki in the lane with a little runner. It's up and good. Ball ping-ponging around a little bit. And Allie Prososki finally comes up with the basketball and gives Kearney a 46-8 lead. So a 38-point lead here for Kearney Catholic, the largest of the game. And another entry pass that's stolen away by Theron Baum. Baum is going to dribble up to an open area. She'll try a 12-foot jumper. It's no good. Offensive rebound in transition by Michaela Mestel, and Mestel lays it off the glass, and now the lead is 40. It's 48-8. As Donovan Trumbull looking for their first points of the second half here. We got 2:41 to go in the third quarter. With the dribble is going to be Hannah Bosch, and Bosch has the ball tied up as that pass was blocked, and possession arrow in the hands of Kearney Catholic. It was blocked and then just kind of held by everybody, and Donovan Trumbull turns the ball over. And we've got a change here. The possession arrow says it's Kearney Catholic ball, but the official book says it belongs to Donovan Trumbull. Matches my book, but that doesn't hold a lot of water. So it will be Donovan Trumbull basketball here. And now we're going to have a discussion about the possession arrow and where the ball is supposed to be or where we're at. Originally, they were going to give it to Kearney Catholic. They did give it to Donovan Trumbull. And then the official stopped it after they gave it to Donovan Trumbull, and now we're going to give it back to Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals have the basketball here. Down 48-8 with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Having the offensive zone with the basketball is Groshon. She'll give it for Brumman. Brumman's being harassed over there by Studi. And they'll get the ball back out here for Groshon. Groshon's kicks right wing. With it is Hallie Tarnick, who came in during one of those stoppages. They give it to Glover at the free throw line. Glover's shot no good. Rebounded momentarily by Whitney Colling. And then they're going to call a foul. I thought maybe they might call a held ball there, but instead it's going to be a held arm. And Hallie Tarnick picks up her first personal foul. So we'll give Colleen credit for a rebound there. And with 2:07 to go, it's 48-8 here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic up by 40, and they've got the basketball. With the dribble here is Whitney Colleen. Colleen's going to drive all the way in off glass, and she'll score. They just gave a little bit of a seam to her, and she just drove right past it on that right side, used her dominant hand, and laid it up and in, and the Stars now have 50 points. 50-8. Pass down low for Rash, and Rash will score. Give Kaylee Glover credit for an assist on that, as Glover made a nice pass from the high post down to the low, and cutting through there was Olivia Rash. Squires has it here for the Stars. She'll give it for Bailey Sokolowski. Sokolowski picks it up top of the circle. Left wing now with it is Colling. Colling's going to penetrate again. She'll take it off glass and score. Good athletic play there by Whitney Colling. And Colling now with 8 points in the game. Minute 16 to go, third quarter. Bounce pass left wing. Tarnick. Tarnick's going to fire a three. It's short and rebounded by Shayla Connor. Connor's going to let traffic clear. She'll bring it across the timeline. Now the pass up ahead for Whitney Colling. Colling gives it to Maddie Squires. Squires is going to drive. Shot a little bit too strong. Squires fighting for the rebound. It's tipped around. And finally coming up with it is going to be Shayla Connor. Give credit for Squires. Keep that one alive. On that right side, driving is going to be Sokolowski. Her shot's no good. Offensive rebound and now a foul. The foul going to be on number 31, Hallie Tarnick, after the offensive rebound by Whitney Colling. And Colling kind of shot, took a power dribble, tried to lay it back up and in, and now she'll go to the line and shoot two as she was hit on the arm. And for Tarnick, that's her second foul. Free throw here is no good. Mestel and Baum going to check back in here for Kearney Catholic. And one more free throw coming up here for Whitney Colling. 52-10. Second free throw is up and good. So Groshans across the timeline. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And on that left side, the pass is deflected by Studi into the corner and then kicked back out. Groshans comes up with that basketball, gives it over for Tarnick. Tarnick's entry pass going to be stolen away. Nice play there by Whitney Colling. Now kicked up ahead on the baseline with it is Studi. Studi's going to kick it out for Squires, and Squires is fouled as she was beginning to penetrate on that right side. And she just kind of tripped up. They're going to call the block there. Not a lot of contact, but it was just enough to knock the freshman off of her feet. And so they're going to give a foul here to Lauren Heinrichs. That's going to be her third. And a long pass on the inbounds for Theron Baum. And Baum's going to catch over her shoulder, lay it off the glass, and in. They didn't pressure the ball to Mestel. Mestel just got the inbounds, took about two dribbles, and lobbed it in for her fellow senior. On the right side, here's Heinrichs. She's going to fire a quick three. 3 seconds left to give it for Maddie Squires. And Squires didn't get the shot off. In any event, three quarters are in the books. It's 55-10. Stars with the lead over Donovan Trumbull. We'll start the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. New home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, in Classic Hits 98.9 FM, at last report, Elwood with a 46-35 lead over Overton in girls basketball. Here we're starting the fourth quarter with the Stars leading Donovan Trumbull 55-10. Top of the circle, Theron Baum, she gets the basketball. She's going to shoot a three. It's no good. And the rebound taken out by Kaylee Glover. And they'll kick it up court very quickly for Alex Williams. Williams gives it on the right side for Hannah Bosch. Bosch, nice pass inside for Ashton Mazur. Mazur's shot won't fall as it's rebounded by Anderson. And the Stars will lob it inside for Theron Baum. She's going to kick it back out. Brosowski makes the catch. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. And now a little runner off the rim and in for Allie Brosowski. So give her credit for an offensive rebound and a bucket. And the Stars now with a 47-point lead. They lead it 57-10. 7:13 to go here as Glover's going to work it back around the perimeter. Top of the circle, Brumman has it stolen away. Knocked loose by Baum. And the Stars trying to run, and they get it to Prosowski. Prosowski in the lane. Her shot no good, but she'll head to the line. The pass from Morgan Studi to Prosowski was deflected, and Prosowski, just strong hands, was able to rip that ball away from a Donovan Trumbull player before it was all tied up. And then she put up the shot and was hit on the arm by Alex Williams. So here comes a couple of free throws for Allie Prosowski, and Prosowski is 2 for 2 from the line. Make that now 3 for 3. As she'll push that lead out to 58-10 here for Kearney Catholic. So second free throw was on the way here, and it is no good. Rebound ripped down there by Kaylee Glover. So Glover now with 10 rebounds here in the game for Donovan Trumbull. He'll kick the ball up ahead here for Bosch. Bosch back out from the free throw line. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Theron Baum. Baum is going to get the ball up ahead here for Whitney Colling. Colling back to Mestel. Mestel dribbles up to the free throw line, and she shoots an air ball, and it's out of bounds. But the reason it was an air ball is it was partially deflected by Jordan Brumman. So it's out of bounds off of Brumman. And so Kearney Catholic will make a couple of substitutions, a couple of starters out. Squires and Connor are going to come in for Baum and Mestel. So the only starter out there right now is Prosowski. And Anderson. Anderson gets the inbounds, kicks it out for Prosowski, and she'll fire a three, and she hits the three, and you may have heard the whistle, and she'll have a chance for a four-point play. They kicked it out to her. She put up the shot, turned the net inside out, and the foul on Williams is going to be her second, and give Prosowski the rare opportunity for the four-point play. And a lot of the regulars moving down to the end of the bench here for Kearney Catholic. The free throw, no good, but rebounded by Squires. So the freshman gets the rebound, and she's got the basketball back now after passing away, and she has it stolen away. The steal by Brumman. Brumman's going to go in for that left-handed layup. It's no good. Squires pulls down the rebound. And they'll make a long pass up ahead for Anderson. Anderson makes the catch and thought that Shayla Connor was still there, and trying to make a nice, pretty little bounce pass, and it goes out of bounds. They're trying to determine whether or not Brumman touched the ball or not, and she did not. She went after the ball like she needed to save it, and it clearly was last touched by Kearney Catholic, except for whether or not she touched along the sideline. And I do not have an opinion. That was awful close. In any event, it will be a Kearney Catholic turnover. And so Brumman will get it at the elbow for Glover. Kick into the corner. There's Williams. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Blocked by Squires. And Anderson comes up with a loose ball. Long pass up ahead. Studi. Studi's going to back up. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound by Glover. Here comes Donovan Trumbull as they kick it up ahead here for Brumman. And Brumman, nice little jumper on the right wing. It's up and good. First 2 points of the night here for Jordan Brumman. Now make it now 62-12. And we've got a timeout here with 5:33 to go in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at the concession stand right here at Kearney Catholic. 61-12, Kearney Catholic with the lead and the timeout with 5:33 to go in the fourth. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, timeout for Kearney Catholic in part, I think, so they can make some substitutions. Connor has it, and they'll get it for a little cut. Driving to the lane is Whitney Colling, and Colling's going to lay it off the glass. as that was a pretty play, as on the baseline they had it, and then found Colling cutting through the lane, and she hits a nice low runner. Groshans has it between the circles here for Brumman. Back to Groshans, a little ball fake by Groshans. She was picked up there by Brooke Muesch. Entry pass on the inside, shot's good for Kenzie Kwaki. And Kwaki, with a little ball fake, got herself open, and she hits the shot. Stars working back around the perimeter. 5:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. In the lane is going to be Jordan Squires. Squires pass off the leg of Shayla Connor, saved by Connor. And now Squires has it back on that left side, and the officials are letting him play here a little bit to keep that clock moving. Groshans makes the steal, is going to drive in with that left-handed layup, and it's up and in. In a 47-point game, you tend to get a little bit more contact without a whistle. Brooke Muesch has it on the baseline. Her pass is going to be stolen away there by Brumman. And Brumman kicks up ahead here for Groshans. Groshans picked up nicely there by Muesch, so we'll have to kick it out. Brumman now gives it right side. Jumper by Bosch, no good. And the rebound in the lane. Coming up with it is Bosch. Bosch's shot, no good. And the Stars come away with the rebound. It was tipped into the hands of Morgan Studi, and Studi bring it in the offensive zone. Gives it to Connor. Connor double-teamed on the baseline, and she had it held for a moment trying to get the ball back. She ended up dragging her pivot foot, and they're just going to call a travel here on Kearney Catholic. Lauren Heinrich's going to check back in here for Donovan Trumbull, as they have continued to battle all night tonight against the top-ranked team in Class C1, or the third-ranked team, depending on which one is your favorite newspaper. Entry pass is going to be stolen away by Courtney Shundoff, and Shundoff brings in the offensive zone. She'll give it up on the right side here for Muesch. Muesch gives it to Squires. Squires has it, kicks it for Elena Bach, and Bach hits a three. Elena Bach drains the three-pointer, her first points of the night, and Kearney Catholic pushes their lead out to 66-16. Top of the circle with it is Clocky. Clocky gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs, nice drive through the lane, and she'll take it off the glass and in. So Donovan Trumbull showing a little offensive spunk here as they got a nice pass. And Heinrichs able to lay it up and in. Left side, they work the ball for Squires. She'll fire a three. It's off the mark. Brumman snags the rebound here for Donovan Trumbull. Nice bounce pass on the run here. Groshans in the lane. Oh, it won't go in. Hung on the rim, and Groshans trying to get the rebound, and she can't. There's a little bit of contact in there. Wouldn't have been surprised if there was a foul call, but Groshans, they're going to say the ball went off of her, so it'll be a team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. 2:48 to go here, fourth quarter. Stars with the basketball. Muesch has it, and Brooke Muesch gives it in the lane here for Squires. Squires, nice little runner. Shot no good, though, and rebounded by Asha Mazur. So Mazur has it for Donovan Trumbull. They kick it up ahead here for Groshans. She's going to step back, fire a three, no good. Offensive rebound by Heinrichs. Kicks it right back out for Groshans. Groshans kicks right wing. There's Brumman, and Brumman hits the three. So 5 points in the quarter here for Jordan Brumman. And with 2:15 to go, Kearney Catholic leads at 66-21. Bach works it around the perimeter, right side for Courtney Shundoff, and the ball's on the ground. Great hustle down there for Tarnick as she knocked the ball loose, gone out for Groshans. Groshans is going to drive, and Groshans is hit on the arm as she goes to the basket. So another Kearney Catholic turnover, another opportunity for Donovan Trumbull, and then the foul. Groshans is going to go line, and she's going to shoot two, and we got a timeout here for the Stars. Exactly 2 minutes to go as Kearney Catholic has a 66-21 lead. Timeout Kearney Catholic. We'll be back right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. New home of Brooke Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, next action for Kearney Catholic will be Thursday night when they travel to Seward, take on the defending Class B state champion on the road. Free throw here is no good for Groshans. That game will be, as we mentioned, on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the ESPN Superstation. And then Kearney Catholic's game Friday night against Pierce will also be on the radio. It'll be on the FM on 98.9 FM. Second free throw for Groshans is good. And so it's 66-22. Minute 50 to go here in the ball game. With the basketball, Courtney Shundoff. She gives it on the baseline. Brooke Muse, a little dribble, drive. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Squires. And Squires is fouled. So Maddie Squires, the freshman, she's played in all four quarters today. She'll go to the line, and she'll have two shots here after she got the offensive rebound. So she's got three rebounds. Check that, four rebounds. And now she's looking for her first points, and now she's got them. The foul, by the way, on Ashton Mazur, that is her first. So Squires with a point. She makes it 67-22. Second free throw's on the way, and good. So Squires strokes in a couple. Groshans will inbound the basketball to Heinrichs. Back to Groshans. She brings it across the timeline. Minute 37 to go. Heinrichs on the right wing. Looks inside for that zone, and her pass is going to be stolen away by Studi. Studi makes the steal. Studi in traffic is clobbered as she comes up, and she's going to go line and shoot two. Foul going to be on Heinrichs. Oh, and that dirty foul, it just was a hard foul. And so instead of it being a layup, here comes a couple of free throw attempts for Morgan Studi, and Studi makes the shot. Kearney Catholic generally shot pretty well from the free throw line here tonight. Second free throw is no good, but rebounded by Maddie Squires. And Squires on that left side got the ball back, and she hits a field goal just inside the three-point arc on the baseline. So nice shot there by the freshman. Groshans gives it off on the right side. Minute 10 to go from the elbow. They give it to Mazur. Mazur's pass knocked away. Another steal here by Kearney Catholic. Outlet pass to Bach, and Bach lost the basketball. Going on the ground is Donovan Trumbull to come up with it. That's Rash. Rash is able to kick it up ahead here for Groshans. Groshans drives, and loose ball in the lane, deflected around. Heinrichs comes up with it. She's going to kick it off on the left side, and a three-pointer is good for Emma Groshans. A little bit of a scramble play there for Donovan Trumbull, and Groshans strokes in the three. Elwood over Overton in girls basketball, 56-49. That is a final on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Groshans reaching for the basketball. It's going to be called for the reach. That'll just be her second foul, but that's now 10 as a team on Donovan Trumbull. So to the line to shoot two is going to be Brooke Muse. And her free throw was good. Josie Brady going to check in. Also Ashley Tarnick here for the Cardinals. Hallie Tarnick also out there. Rash, we mentioned her earlier. Free throw's no good and rebounded by Rash. And we got a foul whistle on Kearney Catholic. That is only going to be their fourth. Studi, Bach, Squires, Muse, and Courtney Shundoff is out there right now for Kearney Catholic. Top of the circle, passed around is Williams. Williams lost the ball momentarily, but tracking it down there is going to be Josie Brady. Good hustle by Brady. She'll kick left side, and Haley Tarnick will hit the jumper. 12 seconds to go here, 72-27. Elena Bach with the bounce brings it across the timeline. 6 seconds to go. She'll give it off on the left side here for Courtney Shundoff. Shundoff's going to put the ball on her hip. That'll be the horn and your final score. Kearney Catholic with a 72-27 win over Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull now falls to 2-12 on the 2-12 on the season. And next up for them, they'll be traveling to Superior, and that'll be a pretty good road trip as they'll travel to Superior on Friday night. And then their next trip after that will be at Loup City. So a couple of pretty good road trips here for Donovan Trumbull coming up down the stretch. Now, don't forget for Kearney Catholic, for the girls anyway, their next action will be against Seward, as they'll be at Seward. And that game Thursday night will be heard right here on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. And then on Friday night, the FM, 98.9 FM, will have the Pierce game, which we played right here at Kearney Catholic. So both of their next two games against highly touted teams in classes B and C1 will be heard in central Nebraska at Platte River Radio, the ESPN station on Thursday night, and then on FM on Friday night. So Kearney Catholic now 15-0 on the season. They pick up a 72-27 win over Donovan Trumbull. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Nisco Sports Post Game Report right after this timeout.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to eight tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School as the Stars remain undefeated with a win over Donovan Trumbull in girls basketball 72-27. You're listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Donovan Trumbull. As you mentioned, they fall to 2-11 on the year. They were led by Emma Groshans. She finished with 11 points on the night. She was the only Cardinal in double figures. After that, 5 points were Jordan Brumman, 3 points for Lauren Heinrichs, 2 points for Kenzie Clocky, 2 points for Haley Tarnick, 2 points for Kaylee Glover, and Olivia Rash finished with 2 points as well. For Kearney Catholic, they had three players in double digits, led by Allie Prosowski. She finished with 12 points on the evening, 11 points for Michaela Mestel, 11 points off the bench for Whitney Colling, 9 points for Bailey Sokolowski. Theron Baum also finished with 9 points on the night, 4 points off the bench for Shayla Connor. Morgan Studi, she also finished with 4 points off the bench. Elena Bach drained a three. She finished with 3 on the evening. Brooke Muesch, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. And 4 points for Maddie Squires, the freshman, and Megan Anderson, who was in foul trouble much of the night. She finished with 6 points, as well as 4 rebounds on the evening. Unofficially, Donovan Trumbull with 10, 20, 33 turnovers in the game, and much of that forced by that Kearney Catholic defense. And the Stars remain undefeated. They are now 15-0 on the season in the Lincoln paper, rated number 1 in the state in Class C1. In the Omaha paper, they are number 3 in the state. They certainly are going to get tested the rest of the week, however, because Thursday night, again, they got that trip on the road where they travel to Seward, and we'll have that game for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Seward in Class B. Just want to double-check, make sure what I'm thinking is actually right here. As the defending state champions, they are rated number 2 in the state. Their only losses, their losses, have a couple of them have come to Beatrice, the top-ranked team in Class B. So Seward, no slouch, even though not what they're used to. They're 10-3 on the year. And, again, we'll have that game for you on ESPN. And then on Friday night, Pierce will come into town. They're rated right behind Kearney Catholic, one spot in the rankings, and we'll have a game for you on Classic Hits 98.9 FM on Friday night. So once again, your final 72-27, Kearney Catholic with the win. We anticipate a pretty good boys basketball game as Kearney Catholic rated number 2 in the Omaha paper in Class C1. And they'll be taking on a very stout team, a team that I think is vastly underrated in Class C2. Donovan Trumbull, they're number 9 in the rankings, but they beat a Class C1 team that's rated number 4 the other night in Adams Central. And so I think maybe Donovan Trumbull a little underrated, but they'll be traveling here to Kearney Catholic in what should be a great boys basketball game. We're going to step away for about 15 minutes or so, and we'll be back with coverage of the boys game between Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. We'll do that right here on the ESPN Superstation. Once again, your final 72-27, Kearney Catholic with a win over Donovan Trumbull in girls basketball.